Strong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, here's something for every young athlete to think about. Today, this very day, is a good time to start getting ready for the 1941 football season opening up next fall. Yes, I mean every word I say. Right now is a time for you to get in training for the job you hope to have on your school team next year. You see, plenty of famous athletes and coaches agree that training is a year-round proposition. Of course, you can't expect to build your natural ability up to champion performance overnight. You want a head start to help yourself get really ready. And now is the time to get it. Pick a good sound training program for yourself and stick to it day after day and month after month. And I don't think we'll have to worry about you not being in condition when the call goes out for football practice next season. Now, don't get me wrong. A good training program for you to follow all year round doesn't need to be a hard grind or a lot of extra work. What you want is a basic training system that fits right into your daily schedule. One that's easy and pleasant to follow, like the three famous training rules of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Here's what to do. First, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Second, use lots of soap and water every day to help yourself keep clean and well. Third, eat a real athlete's training breakfast every morning. A big bowl full of nourishing whole wheat, those crunchy flakes called Wheaties, with lots of milk or cream and your favorite kind of fruit. Now, that's all there is to it. But take it from me, you'll never know how downright good a training breakfast can be till you tie into that big bowl full of Wheaties and enjoy real whole wheat that's been flaked and toasted and made into the grandest tasting dish a fellow or girl could ask for. No wonder they call that Wheaties milk and fruit combination a breakfast of champions. It's got everything to make it a genuine champion training dish. Keen flavor, honest-to-goodness satisfaction, and all the well-known important nourishment of the whole wheat grain, a food that's especially recommended in the diet of athletes. Yes, sir, you're going to get a brand new kick out of training for your favorite sports when you start your day with that year-round breakfast of champions and help yourself to lots of Wheaties. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are on a dangerous trail high up in the mountains of Luzon in the Philippines. Jagged peaks rise to one side of their car, and on the other side, sheer cliffs drop straight down to the green gorges below. They're in the country of the Igorots, some of whom are notorious headhunters, and they're in search of a constabulary sergeant who has information on the missing Professor Loring. As Uncle Jim carefully guides the car over boulders on the narrow mountain road, Jack and Billy keep a lookout to the rear. They know that they're being followed by the unscrupulous adventurer, Dr. Chapato, with Lazaro and Blackbeard and others of his crew. Chapato is trying to steal an important chart and luminous ring which Uncle Jim has, and which he hopes will guide him to a rich cargo of precious uranium-235 lost on Professor Loring's ship when it was wrecked in the Sulu Sea. Betty would keep a lookout to the rear, too, but right now her heart is in her mouth as she looks at the dangerous trail ahead. Listen.
Oh, Jim, look at that turn ahead. Oh, we'll never make it.
I think we will, Betty. We've made others just as bad.
But the road just seems to go right over the cliff.
Not quite, Betty. See? It turns sharply to the right.
Gee, Willikins, Uncle Jim. That car ought to be hinged in the middle to make this turn.
Don't get too far to the left, Uncle Jim, or we'll slide off the edge of this vertical cliff.
Why, Jack, with all this backseat driving, how could I ever go over the cliff?
Well, I'm sorry, Uncle Jim. But if you sat back here and looked out of the window and saw nothing but a 1,000-foot drop under you... Well, you couldn't help feeling nervous.
Uncle Jim, I can't see anything to the left of us but empty space.
Hear that, Betty? I'm scraping the mountainside on our right. I can't get over any further than that.
Well, we made it. But if I'd have stepped out of the left-hand door of this car, I'd have stepped right off the cliff.
I see why they don't ordinarily use automobiles in this part of the Philippines. Man, a die of heart failure every time he made a trip.
The road isn't usually this bad, Jack. This is the rainy season, and there have been lots of landslides from the steep slopes.
Well, there's another landslide ahead of us right across the road.
Uh-oh, looks like some more shovel work for us, Billy.
Gosh, I'll say. That's the fourth one this morning. Wish the mountains would stay put in one place.
Betty and I'll shovel this slide off the road, Jack. You and Billy can enjoy the mountain scenery for a while.
Nothing doing, Uncle Jim. Shoveling's our job. You and Betty can keep a lookout for any sign of Chapado and Blackbeard.
We should have brought four shovels, Billy, instead of two. Then we could all work.
Well, I don't know where we would have put them, Betty. We've already got our valises, some blocking tackle, some spare cans of gasoline, cooking equipment, and a couple of tents in this car.
Get out, Billy, and we'll start shoveling. Chapado and Blackbeard and the others can't be so very far behind.
We'll get out too, Betty. We're almost at the top of this mountain range. There should be some grand scenery around us.
Well, I could do with just a little less scenery and a little more road, Uncle Jim. Oh, my, it is a wonderful sight, isn't it? We must be almost on top of the world.
We're certainly just about on top of the Philippines.
It's almost uninhabited, isn't it? I haven't seen an Igorot for a long time.
The Igorot tribes are mountain tribes, Betty, but they don't live this high up. Are you sure you don't want any help, Jack?
Not a bit, Uncle Jim. Here's your shovel, Billy. Let's get to work.
Yeah, shoveling landslides are swell for the biceps, Jack. The muscles of my arms bulge every time I even look at a shovel. Well, here goes.
There's just one thing I don't like about this shovel. We're clearing the road so that Chapado and Lazaro and Blackbeard can catch up with us all the quicker.
Gosh, yes. Hey, Betty, why don't you and Uncle Jim start a landslide behind the car to block Chapado and his bunch?
Oh, I wish we could. Isn't there some way we could start a landslide, Uncle Jim?
You're playing with dynamite when you start a landslide, Betty. Sometimes a small slide starts a big one. And before you know it, the whole side of the mountain comes down.
Besides, we just have to move it all away when we come back.
Uncle Jim, look down in the valley. Isn't that the same road we've just come up?
That's the one, Betty. See how it twists and turns all the way up the mountain?
Well, then Chapado and Blackbeard can't be very close behind us, or we'd be able to see them coming up the road down below.
We know they haven't started to climb this mountain yet, but they're not far behind us.
Gosh, this shoveling is hot work, even when you're 6,000 feet up in the air.
I'll spell you for a while, Billy. I need the exercise anyway.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Jim. I'll get my second wind in just a minute. Here's a shovel.
You take a rest, too, Jack. This is back-breaking work.
I'm doing fine, Uncle Jim. I'm not tired yet.
Jiminy, these are some mountains. Do the headhunters live up here, Uncle Jim?
Not this high up, Billy. They stay on the plateaus and in the stream bottoms like the rest of the Igorot tribes.
Well, we'll soon be among them, won't we, Uncle Jim?
We've been among them all day, Betty. All of the Igorots we've seen today used to be headhunters. Most of them are tamed down now.
But all of these tribes aren't tamed, are they, Uncle Jim?
No, Billy, they're not. When we get over this mountain range, we'll be among the tribes that are giving trouble. That's why some of the Philippine constabulary were sent up here.
Saltman Catfish, I hope that sergeant we're looking for has everything well in hand. With Chapado and Blackbeard behind us and some ferocious headhunters in front of us, we'll be in our sweet pickle. Here, Uncle Jim, let me take your shovel now.
You spell Jack for a while, Billy. He's been doing all the work while we've been talking.
Thanks, Billy. I can use a rest now.
Okay, I'll finish it up, Jack. There's not much of that landslide left. Slip over that cliff, Billy.
A good 1,000-foot drop there.
Okay.
The mountain goes up quite a bit above us, too. The trees aren't so thick.
They're thick enough to hide people. I'm glad the headhunters don't live this high up.
Uncle Jim, look up the mountainside. Right near that large forked tree.
Well, I see the tree, Jack. I don't see anything else.
He's gone now. He's disappeared. But I saw him quite plainly for a second.
What did you see, Jack? A headhunter?
Gee, who is Jack? Don't tell me there are headhunters up there laying for us.
No, he wasn't a headhunter, Billy. At least he didn't look like a Igorot. He was small, awfully small, and he looked quite dark.
But what was he doing, Jack?
I only saw him for a second. He seemed to be watching.
Oh, I bet you were just seeing things, Jack.
He was seeing things all right, Billy. He saw a Negrito.
A Negrito?
Don't look so alarmed. Unless you make an enemy of a Negrito, he's quite harmless.
But what are Negritos, Uncle Jim?
They're the real first families of the Philippines, Betty. They're the aboriginal people who lived here thousands of years ago. At one time, they lived all over the Philippines.
Jumping Juni, then what are they doing way up here in the tops of the mountains?
When the seagoing Malays invaded the Philippines, they chased the aboriginal Negritos away from the coast into the interior. Then later, as the Malays spread to the interior and other races came and invaded the Philippines, the Negritos retreated back into the mountains. And then Igorots and others came into the mountains, and the Negritos were driven back to the highest parts of the mountains. And they've been there ever since.
There's another one. I see him.
I see him too, Betty. Ah, he's disappeared now. The jumping crickets, there's another one. Now he's disappeared.
And there's still another one. Look at him. He's got a bow and arrow.
They probably all have bows and arrows, Jack. That's the only weapon they ever carry. And sometimes they use poisoned arrows.
Poisoned arrows?
That's right. Poisoned arrows.
But Uncle Jim, aren't they dangerous?
The arrows are dangerous, Betty, but the Negritos aren't. Unless they think we're their enemy, they won't do anything but watch us.
Boy, I hope they don't think we're their enemy.
Their only natural enemy is the Igorot, Jack. Strangely enough, they feel that the white man is their friend. I guess that's because the white man has had to fight some of the headhunting Igorots.
I can't see a single one now. They disappeared like magic.
They're still up there. They're extremely curious.
And they're so small. Why, I don't believe they're any taller than I.
They've become dwarfed by centuries of living in the mountaintops, Betty. But they're tough little creatures. They don't wear a thing but a loincloth made of grass. And yet the cold mountain nights don't bother them a bit.
How many do you suppose are up there watching us, Uncle Jim?
Probably a whole tribe. They hunt as a tribe. They never stay in one place. They roam all over the mountains. Sometimes they come down at night to the rice paddies, which the Igorotes cultivate on the lower mountainsides, and steal their rice. But during the day, they stay high up.
Look, there's one coming close. See him peeping out behind that tree? There, he saw me pointing at him. He's skipping back. What a funny little man.
We'd better get the rest of this road cleared and get going. Don't forget that Chipato and Blackbeard are following us.
Gee whiz, I'd forgotten all about them. Come on, Jack, let's finish it up.
Let's take a look down below first. They may have started up this road while we were watching the Negritos.
I don't see any sign of them, Jack, and we can see the road winding down for miles.
I guess they haven't come to this mountain yet. Wait a minute. What's that? Way down there where the road follows that stream in the valley.
What's that, Jack? Do you see something?
I thought I did. I thought I saw something moving along that road. But I don't see it now.
Jumper, Jiminy, I see it, Jack. It is something moving on the road.
Where, Billy? I don't see a thing.
Well, it's way down below us, Betty. See where the stream makes a sharp bend just below the curved lines of that rice paddy on the mountainside?
I see the road, but it's so far away I can't see. Oh, yes, I can. There's something moving on the trail. Oh, but it doesn't look like an automobile.
Just the same, it is an automobile, Betty. It's moving too fast for anything else.
It's an automobile, all right, Jack. And that means it's Chipato and Lazaro and Blackbeard.
Finn, what are we waiting for? Come on, Jack. Let's get the rest of this road all cleared up.
Give me your shovel, Billy. I can shovel faster than you can. Come on, Jack. Pitch into it.
Boy, oh, boy, just watch me.
Billy, look up the mountainside. There are lots of Negritos now.
Gosh, whiz, why, they're coming from behind all the trees.
They're wondering what suddenly happened to us. Look, Billy, every one of them has a bow and arrow.
They've got dozens of arrows, Betty, every one of them. I can see them in their quivers.
Uncle Jim, look at the Negritos. They're edging down the side of the mountain. They're closing in on us.
I haven't time to watch them, Betty. Jack and I have to get this road clear.
But they're getting closer and closer. Oh, I don't like it.
Billy, you and Betty get in the car. I don't think these Negritos mean any harm. If I'm wrong, you'll be safer from those arrows in the car.
I'll get the engine started, Uncle Jim. We can get going the second you're through. Come on, Betty.
Okay.
We've almost got the road cleared off enough, Uncle Jim.
Help me push this one boulder over, Jack, and then we can go.
All right. I'll take this end of the boulder, Uncle Jim.
All right, Jack. Heave. There, that does it. Now into the car, Jack, quick. Move over, Billy. I'll take the wheel.
Oh, Uncle Jim, the Negritos are following us.
Don't worry, Betty. They'll not try to harm us unless we do something to anger them.
But, Uncle Jim, what will we do if we run into another landslide?
Say, what will they do if they're blocked by another landslide? Chipato and Blackbeard and the others will certainly catch up with them then. And what about those Negritos? Are they really as friendly as Uncle Jim says? There's going to be lots of things happening in those Philippine mountains soon, and you won't want to miss the excitement. So listen in, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Country of the Headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, I'm leaving the proposition squarely up to you. If it's a real champion athlete's breakfast you want, one that's tops with plenty of sport champions all year round, be sure to ask for Wheaties. A big bowl full of Wheaties with lots of milk and a glass of fruit juice. That's your breakfast of champions every day this winter.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
The best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.